This is your Wrestling Power Hour with your host, October. Hey guys, I'm just going to go straight into what this podcast is going to be. I'm just a really excited wrestling fan. This amount of wrestling news, this amount of wrestling excitement in the air is just so... You can't ignore it. It's just there, and it's very much energized me about wrestling. I've always been about, always loved wrestling, but this wrestling in general right now is just so exciting. Me, a wrestling fan, it's probably the best time to be a wrestling fan. You probably heard that a lot, but it's just so true. And this podcast is going to be out the news, rumors, results, and your feedback on about things you want me to talk about, and connecting to you people. And that's what this podcast is going to be. And I hope you enjoy the first episode of your Wrestling Power Hour with your host, October. Hey guys, we're going to go talk about NXT TakeOver that happened last night. I did see a little bit of it, not all of it, but a pretty good understanding of what happened. We're going to talk about some things that happened last night. Let's start off with the match that started it off. Matt Riddle and Roger Strong. It was a very much strike-heavy match, and it was very brutal. And Matt Riddle coming out with a victory. And very brutal match. Very strong style, you know, but very enjoyable match. When let's go right to the ladder tag team match. Four team tag team match. Sorry about that. Undisputed Era, Street Profits, the Forgotten Sons, and Oney Lorcan and his partner. And the thing that very much got my eye was Kyle O'Reilly's just this amount of bumps he took in that match was very alarming. His back, actually some photos on WWE.com or on Instagram and stuff like that, you can actually see his back very much tore up and very nasty, very graphic. And the ladders were just used very well, and a lot of people just very destructive in that match. Street Profits win the vacated tag team titles, formerly held by the War Raiders. We're gonna go to the Tyler Breeze match with Velveteen Dream. Very good match. Tyler Breeze have been his return match to NXT. And very good match. Tyler Breeze just looking so much better than he was on WWE main roster. Just Triple H very much, he knows how to use talents very much more better than Vince McMahon. But we're just talking about NXT right now. But he's just looking very well. No one looking very bad. But Velveteen Dream still champion. Good match. We're going to Adam Cole and Johnny Gargano, the main event of TakeOver 25. The ending very much just came out of nowhere. Just all sorts of a lot of attacks. Very just crazy spots outside too. There's this double super kick where they both hit a super kick. It was very cool, very awesome. And even like a flipping power driver outside, which would look brutal. They just beat the crap out of each other, but it was a very good match. Very good match. Adam Cole wins, becoming the brand new NXT champion. Was this the best NXT takeover? I don't think so, but it was very, very good. And that's my thoughts on NXT TakeOver 25. Hey guys, we're going to talk about Jon Moxley on the Chris Jericho podcast. I listened to the entire thing. It was very knowledgeable. And if you haven't heard it already, what are you doing? You should listen to it now. The Chris Jericho's best podcast episode he has ever had. I believe it's doubled in his best for that. It's basically almost all of it just bearing WWE and their creative, the way they do the creative booking and the writers and his state of mind during this time. A lot of people already talked about this. I just want to put my thoughts on it too. The way I heard from Vince McMahon is very much, I think, him doing this so long. You have to think, he's been doing this so long. He's been doing wrestling for how long? You know, just on wrestling every day, every day, every day. I think it's got to him. I think he's just, wrestling has got to him so much. And it's just, I think someone who's at that point, that's been in it so long and without a break, he's at the creative thing at everything. Some people have some creative freedom, but not that much. I think it's just very much noticeable. The product is very much just so bland, so boring. Everyone is so one-dimensional. It's, no one really stands out from each other, and Ricochet is a very good wrestler, but he's just not been very much used well. Just the usage of wrestlers, I think, is very much, their creative usage of wrestlers is very bad as well. Nakamura, I think he should have been champion. I think he should have defeated Jinder Mahal at SummerSlam. But still, if he didn't do that, at least defeat AJ Styles at WrestleMania. But still, that didn't lead up to anything. They didn't have anything for him. You can tell he did not have anything for him. I think just bad booking, just having nothing for guys is just terrible. Terrible. This is a $1 billion company, and you can, you know, Jon Moxley saying, you know, he has to go through so many writers. And he's just fed up with it. He's just been doing that so long. He couldn't do it no more. Cody Rhodes doing it as well. Talking about every writer, setting storylines, and he just couldn't do either. Also, Simon Gotch had a sit down interview. He done the same thing. He gave idea for a storyline. You know, the writer actually liked it, but he said, let's put this on main event. Main event. Who watches main event? I think it just shows that I understand what's going on, but Vince McMahon is just going to stay there, and Jon Moxley said he's going to stay there and he's going to sit in the chair till he dies. And it's not going to be, that's not disrespectful to Vince McMahon, but I think that's true. He's going to stay there. He's going to book everything as he wants to. And the product is very much going down. And when that Fox contract coming up, I think that's very much going to be an eye-opener. The ratings been going down so much. USA Network had to do something. They had to make something, so they made the 24/7 title, which is absolutely useless now, because that's all it is. It's gonna be jobbers that we don't really care about, just running around, held by a guy we don't really care about. It's just really not making no sense. And when WWE goes to Fox, they have all so much money, it doesn't really matter no more, but Fox is very much gonna maybe be eye-opener for them, maybe, but AEW hopefully will change some things, but so far not. That was my thoughts on Jon Moxley reveal of the WWE creative in more depth look. Okay, we're gonna go right into how NXT UK is gonna have a takeover show the same day AEW is gonna have their All Out in Chicago, August 31st, I believe. And Triple H said on a press conference, I think after TakeOver 25, they had this booked way before, like 6 months before, and they didn't want to announce it because it was the right time. I just don't believe that. I really think they want a challenge. I think that's what it is. I don't know. Possibly. I think Triple H could do that, but it makes sense that he does that. But that's just my opinion. I really don't think he would do that personally. But if he was going to really do anything, I think he would have done that on NXT TakeOver 25. Which he... Only one thing that really can't come from NXT TakeOver that was a jab at AEW, which was, I believe, Nigel said, the announcer, that it was a true alternative of wrestling to the fans, which was a little jab at AEW, which, you know, their big thing is the alternative to WWE. But that's just my thoughts on NXT UK having the same date as All Out. Hey, you guys, we're going to talk about Brock Lesnar cashing in Monday night on Seth Rollins. I think he's being forced to, and on Twitter, Stephanie McMahon said they're going to punish Brock Lesnar, air quotes, on punish, and to make him cash in. Even Corey Graves on Twitter actually was confused. The point of Money in the Bank was that he could cash in any moment, anytime, at his discretion, and it makes no sense. Monday Night Raw is just a mess. Last Monday Night Raw, Baron Corbin won an elimination match by pinning one person. That was it. Not a fatal four way, but just one person. That's that. Just one person. Not three people. He didn't pin three other people. He pinned one person to win an elimination match. Because to two other people, eliminated themselves because they went backstage in the crowd. It makes no sense, and it's really stupid. It's kind of bad when your own staff is getting confused about what is happening, but, you know, let's just see how it happens. So that's my opinion on Brock Lesnar. Okay, there's some speculation that CM Punk is going to be at AEW's All Out show in Chicago because of those stars on the marketing poster, which is really stupid. I really don't think he's going to be at that show or even at any other show. I think he's done with wrestling. I really do. Even there's some reports that he's been talking to Tony Khan, but I really don't think so. Cody Rhodes even, you know, speaking about, I want, you know, everyone wants him on their roster, but I really think if he was already going to come back to wrestling, he would have already done it, which he did, but that was kind of special. That was a one-time thing because of the building that really built CM Punk. That was, I believe, the first wrestling arena he really wrestled in. So, that's it. I really don't think everyone making a big deal of this. Every time, I believe, the CM Punk fan base is very much, I think they're passionate, but they're going to keep on getting their hopes down because I really don't think he's going to be there. And just, it just wouldn't seem realistic to me. That's just my opinion. If you think he is, please tell me. Tell me reasons why you think he will. Okay, we're going to end the show off here. The first show, I think this has really been a fun event, fun experience for me, this first show. We're going to end it off with Vince Russo's explanation that AEW is working with WWE. He says this is like the relationship with AEW, WWE and ECW in the 90s. And he said this is good, you know. And people are actually, let's don't rule this out. Just don't rule this out. I think this is very interesting to talk about, but I don't think it's fun to talk about, but I don't think that's true. If you think it's true, what do you think this leads up to? If it's true, tell me, send me a message. I'd pick out some people's answers. If they are working out together, where do you think they're going to go with this? How far do you think they're going to go with this? If it is a work and they are working together. Thanks for listening. This is been your Wrestling Power Hour with your host, October. Thank you for listening. Love you all. And good night.